I was talking to somebody at one of our lunchtime carol services just a day or two ago. I said to them, "Can you hear rumblings underneath the church?" They said, "Yes." I said, "That's because we have the tube trains run right underneath the church, so the church is mounted on shock absorbers to stop it being shaken to pieces when the trains run underneath. We put those shock absorbers in 15 years ago. I said to them, "It would be very interesting, wouldn't it, if one day we had a station here at All Souls, so people could say, 'Book me in a ticket to All Souls.'" So I got a little fantasy, really. I'm thinking about the possibility, you see. Supposing we did have a little station here, which was called Langham Junction. It's a good thought. It's a dream, really. I can't see it happening for a while yet, but who knows, it could happen one day. Run a little train there. Mind you, the sort of train I would want to run there. You see, there you are. Anyone who's there? Yeah, you've got a little view. Little view, my view is there. There you are. I would want it not to be an electric train, I would want it to be a little steam train. I'd want it to be a train, one of these little trains, you see, so that as it got to the front there at the station, you know, there would be smoke coming out and making the proper kind of noises. I'd want little carriages with a festive touch, you know, "You are now coming to church." That's the sort of little train I think I'd want it to be. Whether it could ever happen, who knows? See, in my mind, as I give this little talk as we're getting towards Christmas, we're on a journey. We are journeying towards Christmas. And Christmas is a story full of journeys. So when we think of the wise men, they were on a journey. They were wanting to come and worship the baby who was to be born. They had this signal from God that something was going to happen. Something was going to happen. All through the Old Testament, that was happening. So, when we think about the shepherds, there again, they were on a short journey. They said, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem," when they heard the news of the birth. Think of Mary and Joseph. They were on a journey. And we are on a journey too, because when we think about Langham Junction here and the little train, I think of our Christmas special. We're on a journey into faith, a journey into life, a journey into understanding and trying to get it right about Jesus Christ, who he really is and what he can do for us and what Christmas is about. So Langham Junction, you notice I've not put a single person on the station platform. There's a platform, nobody on it. The answer for that is because they're all at the moment in the ticket office. They're in the ticket office, and I'm trying to persuade them in the ticket office to get on board. It's time to get on board for the Christmas special. And I find as I make it apparent that there's not much time to lose, there's still time, but there's not much time, I find it's very, very difficult to get them on board. It's as difficult as trying to take a group photograph. Girls and boys, have you got a camera, any of you? You will find it the hardest thing in life to take a group photograph, to get everybody assembled in the group already, because they're always chatting with their friends, they're strolling off to do something else. It's as hard as that, persuading people to do what is going to be best for them in the end. That's why we're having a mission in January to help people get on board. So the people at the moment are gathered together in the ticket office. And I'm saying to them, there in the ticket office, "Now it's time to get on board. Are you ready to come on board? You can come on my Christmas special." There's, you know, you've got the little grill there, don't you, in the ticket office. You have a little grill there. The bus on one side and the people on the other. A little sign outside reminding people, "Your tickets, get your ticket." You can come on the Christmas special. And people say, but how much is the price? How much does it cost to have a ticket to come into the Christian life and journey with Jesus Christ and journey towards faith and forgiveness and understanding? The answer is nothing. It costs nothing at all. You can come for nothing. People don't believe it, of course. So I've got one or two characters there. Here's a man looking very doubtfully at the ticket place. And he's a man in uniform. He's a sort of a Russian, really. Of course, an imaginary Russian. We got one or two Russians, you know, in the church family here at All Souls. This one is Marshal Putitov. That's his name. Marshal Putitov. Putitov. And I said to him, oh, Marshal, I said, he's covered with medals. I said to him, you are welcome to come on the Christmas special. And he doesn't believe. He doesn't believe that's so. And so he's saying things to me. There is plenty of time to speak. He can't believe that it's urgent. Oh, I said to him, it's very urgent. It's going soon. Have you made up your mind to come on the Christmas special? Plenty of time. That's one person. There are many like that. You say, had you thought of beginning the life of church and getting into the Bible and getting going with the Christian life? Say, well, maybe when I'm retired, maybe later, maybe when I've finished with business, maybe when the children are off my hands, then we might think about it. Wait until much later, and I'll give God the tail end of my life. He can have it then. And we say, no, there's not much time. You think there's plenty of time, but there's not much time. You better hurry and get on board, because the Christmas special train is called the Christian Life. That's what it's called. So there's the marshal, and it's rather sad, but I have a feeling that he doesn't look like getting on board, and it's a great, great pity. Anybody else? Oh, here's a very important-looking gentleman. He looks terrific with his monocle. Again, he's gazing, you know, at that little ticket grill. And I'm saying to him, wouldn't you like to come on? And I look at his name, you know, when I look at his luggage, I think, oh dear, his name. It doesn't spell out much hope, really. His name is Sir Sandy Foundations. Sandy, that's his name. Sir Sandy Foundations. And I think to myself, oh dear, we just read, haven't we, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, and all about the house on the rock and the house that was built on the sand. And the one that is built on the sand is the one that is not going to last, because it's not built on Jesus and his words. So as I look at Sir Sandy Foundations, I say to him, excuse me, Sir Sandy, but there's a train. You'll come on, will you? And he seems to think that he doesn't need a ticket at all. Don't need a ticket. I said, I am Sir Sandy Foundations. Have you ever heard of me? Of course, I've heard of you. Yes, I've heard of you. Well, he says, I don't need a ticket then. All I need to do is they just tell them my name. That's all they need. Tell them my name. I'll get on board when I want to. I don't need a ticket. There's something like that, you know. When you say, wouldn't you like to get on board the Christian life as it makes the journey? And they say, don't think I really need a ticket. I think I can manage on my own. Thanks very much. No, I don't think I need church. I can get along perfectly well without church. Getting along very well in my career. Of course, there's a recession, difficulties with money at the moment, but I'm all right. I seem to be okay. I think I'll manage. I'll make through in the end. He hasn't given 10 minutes thought as to how he's going to spend eternity, let alone the rest of this life with purpose. So Sandy Foundations, I feel doubtful as to whether he's going to come on board. It makes me feel a bit sad, but he's there in the ticket office. Then there's a lady next. I look at this lady and she's dripping with pearls and with affluence, and she's having a very happy time at Christmas. At least she thinks she is. There she is. You say, what on earth could her name be? Well, her name is Di. Don't know if Diana, Di. Don't know if anybody hears by that name. Don't suppose you've got her surname, though. Her surname is Dilemma. Dilemma. And she's a bit of a gusher. She's a bit of a butterfly mind. So when I say to her, Dilemma, it's time to get on board the Christian life. The journey is about to be made. Oh, my dear, she says, I must just tell you about the cocktail party I've just been to and all the wonderful people I've met and the clothes, my dear. Absolutely fantastic. And I say to her, there's a train. The most important thing in your life, Dilemma, is to get on board this train. Does she want to get on board? Well, she's doing too many things, you see. She says, I've no time, my dear, to get on board the Christmas special. No time at all, because so much to do. Having a wonderful time in vibrant, happy London. So, the moment, she can't even really see the ticket office. She's seeing all the friends that she wants to talk with in there, and talking with them, and putting it off, and can hardly see it at all. Dilemma. Bit difficult, isn't it? But I can't easily see Dilemma getting on board that Christmas special. Have we got any others there? Oh, yes, plenty more. We'll have just maybe a couple more who I'll introduce you to. This gentleman, now he's from overseas. I think he's probably from China. Of course, only an imaginary Chinese. We've got plenty of Chinese here. Anyone from China here? Plenty, plenty, plenty. Well, this one is from China. There he is, and he's standing, and he looks as though he could be ready, actually, to go on. And I say to him, oh, excuse me, sir, Christmas special for you. He looks a bit glum. He says, well, I got so much luggage. I need to bring all my luggage with me. Look at it all. Now look at it, and my word, he has got quite a lot of luggage. And there's one special piece of luggage. I think, yes, it's going to be difficult. So he says, you see, I've got too much luggage. Then I look at his name, and his name is My Pet Sin. So as I look at this gentleman, with all his luggage, you know, I think to myself, I say to him, My Pet Sin, you may have to leave some of this luggage behind. Do you mind? Well, he says, I mind a lot, because it means a lot to me, especially this one. And he shows his special hate box, as he calls it. Not a hat box, but a hate box. And I think, we have to leave that behind, actually, sir. May I bring it with me? Of course, this is an imaginary man. This could be you. It could be an English person. Could be a French person. Could be a Spaniard. There's so many of us, you see, from different nationalities. So I pick out My Pet Sin as just one of many nationalities. He said, I got too much luggage. Can't I just bring all of this? I said, no, sir. You have to go luggage-less. Nothing in my hand I bring. I'm just simply going to come onto the Christian life without anything. Can't take anything with me. Some people are like that. Yes, I don't mind joining the Christian life. Don't mind making the journey with Jesus Christ through life, provided I can bring this and this and this and this with me, and then that habit and that attitude, and I can't forgive so-and-so. And so, as long as I can come with all that, we have to say, no, you've got to be willing to leave it behind. So it looks doubtful as to whether My Pet Sin is going to get on the Christian life. I think it's doubtful. Oh, I've got another one here. He looks very, very miserable. Terribly sad. Oh, dear. And I think, what is the matter with him? And the answer to it is this, that he can't believe that there is a ticket for him at all. I said, what's your name, sir? And I look at his luggage label, you know, and he's called Patrick O'Dreary. And I say to him, Patrick, you can come on the Christian life. Free ticket. He said, a free ticket? Can't believe it. No. I can't believe it. Can't believe there's a free ticket. If I'm going to go on it at all, I'm going to work my way. I'll have to save up enough to get on. Without that, I'm not coming. I say to him, oh, Patrick, you can come. It's for nothing. It says so in the scriptures. Many, many times to join the Christian life with Jesus Christ in the very center of your life. The baby who was born at Bethlehem and then who grew up to be our wonderful friend and helper, then who died that terrible death, he's done it all. He's made it possible for us to be on the Christian life for nothing, because he's paid the price. And I try and explain this to Patrick O'Dreary. He says, I'm not going to go. He's actually a bit too proud. Unless I can pay, I'm not going. So I feel very sad about it, but we can only say to ourselves, well, it's unlikely he's going to make the trip. Unless, of course, there's a tremendous change of heart, as there sometimes is with people. Here's my last character. Oh, he's in such a hurry. He is in a frantic haste. He comes charging into the ticket office, last of all. He's panting. He's out of breath. I say, whatever is the matter? He said, the train. Has it gone? I said, no, it hasn't gone. It has not gone this time. And I say to him, would you like to come on board? He says, can I have my ticket? I said, yes, you can have your ticket. He goes up to the grill. He says, can I have my ticket? They say, certainly. They hand the ticket over. And so he could have been any nationality. He could have been African. He might have been Nigerian. But in fact, I've just drawn the best I could. And his name is Justin. Justin Faith. That's who he is. And he claims his ticket. He gets on board. And I am there on the platform saying, it's wonderful, you're on board. Do you know, quite a lot of people here in church, quite a lot, this very year, have got on board the Christian life. Some of you grown-ups here. I can see some of you who this very year have made a start with God in the last 12 months. Some of them are away this weekend, today, at a conference or a house party we're having in Sussex. Some of those who've begun quite recently. In January, we're going to be inviting many others to come on board. So Justin Faith is like many, many people I can think of who have made the start with God in Jesus Christ. Justin Faith. Can I have my ticket? Yes, he can. And so, as we think about him, we say, but why is the ticket free? What makes it free? Oh, you know the answer to that, of course. You've been singing about it. We've been having that story a little bit sung this morning for us, of the people who made another journey, not by train, but with a donkey, travelling in great difficulty, and with all the problems of travelling in the Middle East, making their way to Bethlehem. Was there any room in the inn for the mother-to-be to have her baby? No, there was no room. Very, very difficult as they made their journey. They travelled through the Middle East, making their way to Bethlehem. That's why the journey is free. He's done it all, the Lord Jesus Christ. First born to be a young baby here in our world. Refugee, had a difficult first Christmas. Later, to go to the cross. And there on the cross, it was signed and settled. I've made the way for forgiveness, for your membership of heaven to be free. That's why we like to think very carefully at Christmas time about the cost of Christmas. It isn't just a beautiful story. It was very, very difficult indeed for Mary, Joseph, for the baby. So, who is there is on the station ready to go? Well, there are all sorts of people. Here's somebody who's an American. There's the American. Here is the Japanese. Here is the Eskimo. And I'm not quite sure what nationality this last one is, but they're all different kinds of people. We ought to put in the Australian at the other end. So there's the Englishman at the far end in the snow, but there's the Australian having his Australian Christmas. And you see, it doesn't matter what race or background you're from, it doesn't matter if you have come from another faith. If you're going to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, he will say, you can come to me exactly as you are, I'll help you. And the journey is free. So, are you on board? That's my question as I'm closing this little talk off. Are you on board? Think about it for a moment. Come back once more to our train as it journeys now off and starts. It's now left the station. The journey has begun, and on it is just in faith and other people who have accepted that they're going to have that ticket. So it's puffing away. Are you on board? Like to think you were on board. I'll draw you if you like. You say, Mr. Preacher, I am on board. Okay, I'll put you in. You're there. And you're there. Got little people inside. So, are you there? Hope you are. Or are you getting there? Expect so. Hope you will be. Hope it'll be the best Christmas you've ever had. Especially for any of us who've had a difficult year. But as we read the story again, we'll come back to this thought. The Christian life is free. I'm on board because of his love and peace at the first Christmas that's made it possible.